Happy holidays and welcome to Every Day's a Holiday. I'm Gavin.
And I'm Megan.
And we are here once again to celebrate some holidays with you here on this podcast that is holiday themed. Kind of weird, isn't it, that we celebrate holidays on this podcast?
You know, I know we picked holidays as our main thing, but I always think trivia.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too, like holiday trivia.
Yeah, it is. We're constantly learning new random little trivia things that could someday help someone win a game show.
Have you tried the new online or like phone game show where you can get on and every night and every afternoon there's like a quiz and then it's free to play, and if you answer all 12 questions right, then you get the cash prize and it like shares with everybody who gets all 12 questions right?
No.
It's called HQ.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I have played Trivia Crack.
I don't know what Trivia Crack is. I haven't heard of that, but you should probably cover up your crack, though, if you're...
No, that's not what it is. You play your friends in, like, a trivia game and see who's smarter.
Do you get paid actual real money?
No.
Oh, see, HQ, they pay you money.
What's the name of this?
HQ, like headquarters.
HQ, and you just have to know random trivia things?
Yeah, like holidays or whatever. There was actually a question about St. Patrick's Day last week that I did know because I had been... I don't know if I talked about St. Patrick's supposedly getting rid of all the snakes in Ireland, but it was definitely something I read about last week when I was researching for St. Patrick's Day, and so I knew to answer the question that way.
Wow.
Didn't win any money, but... We are learning things. We do teach things.
We do help people win game shows. That's the whole goal.
And this episode covers March 26th through April 1st, 2018. And if that's not true, we are both fools. And you would be a fool to not go online and check us out on Facebook at Every Day's a Holiday, or to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Yeah, we will celebrate with you every day, but it's most fitting, I think, that we celebrate with you on March 26th.
Yes.
Because of the holiday that we're celebrating on March 26th.
Yes, yes, because March 26th is National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. The day we've all been waiting for. So basically, use today to think of a thing, person, animal, phrase, or food, and then just create a holiday to celebrate it. Mine is kind of really long and just weird, but I thought about my favorite things and what my perfect day would consist of. So my holiday is National Party with All Your Friends and Family While Drinking Coffee Day, because I love coffee and I love my friends and family and I love
You like to party.
A good grit. Yeah. My name's Megan like and I like to party.
You like a good national party.
Yeah. Yeah. National party. My friends and family plus their friends and family plus their friends' family and friends.
10,000 of your closest friends.
Yes. That I actually know. Hey, if I don't know them, I'll meet them at the party, though. So
yeah, that's true. If you, as long as you meet everybody. But
so
yeah,
what's
that's
made up really holiday, cool. Gavin?
Whew, that's a little bit more complicated.
Okay, while you think about it, I'm going to give a fun fact.
Okay.
And I'm gonna butcher this word because it's an old English word, but the word holiday comes from the old English word holidag. I think I got it. Which means holy day.
Holiday comes from holy day.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Fun fact. So while I did that fun fact, did you think of your own holiday?
Yeah. I don't know if this is a holiday or not, but I think.
It's not because you just now created it. But
well, yeah,
now
but
it is.
It could be something that somebody else celebrates.
What?
It could be something that somebody else celebrates somewhere already.
Oh, you make a good point.
Like we have National Chocolate Day. And then we have, you know, International Chocolate Day. And then we have, you know, Chocolate Covered Things Day, whatever.
Well, we'll just pretend. We'll just, for podcasting sake, it's never been celebrated.
So my holiday would be overanalyze song lyrics day.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Which is something that I like to do a lot, as you know. I was going to say I used to work in radio. I work in radio. You used to work in radio with me.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite pastimes is going through and listening. I work on a country station, so I hear a lot of country music, mm-hmm. whether or not I choose to or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to listen to these songs, and I'll come out sometimes to you when you work there or some of our other people in our office, and I'll be, hey, did you hear that song that just came on? They'll be like, yeah. And I said, the guy said this, but then he also said this later on. I can't think of an example right off the top of my head, but I was like, how is he driving his truck if he's drunk, or, you know, something even funnier. Like,
oh, like, I wish I could remember one of the songs, because I do remember when I worked at the radio station multiple times, you and Kelly would point out something in a song that I never even considered. And now every time I hear, especially country music, I can't help but read into the lyrics and also hear certain things that I never heard before.
Like we did, is it Bad Day? You Had a Bad Day? And we went through the entire song of that, and we're like, the lyrics of this don't make any sense. It's like he's just jumbling in all these random thoughts, and then he has Tourette's and says some random word in there, and we're like, it doesn't make any sense. So that would be my holiday.
I love it. I love
not
it.
To get us off topic on talking about song lyrics, but I think I could do an entire podcast of just overanalyzed song lyrics as a podcast.
I think that would be amazing, because that's one of my favorite. I don't know. I don't overanalyze song lyrics too much, but I like when other people do, and then they point it out, and then I hear it, and I kind of can be a little more entertained than I was before. But then, but sometimes it ruins your favorite songs.
Yeah, that's why it would be like we'd have a disclaimer at the beginning of this made-up podcast about this made-up holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like, warning, we may ruin your favorite song. Don't listen. Don't continue to listen. If you love the song You Had a Bad Day by, who does that song?
Ooh, we should know this because we overanalyzed it, but.
Daniel Powter. Yeah. Which again, he's talking about having a bad day, and his name kind of sounds like he's pouting, like he's a pouter.
That poor guy. He didn't choose that. It's just, hey, but he's made millions off of it, so.
Yeah. Stop pouting, Daniel Powter.
Powter.
Stop. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it or anyway, but.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. That's a good holiday, though. So, to celebrate, all you need to do is think up something you really enjoy. That can be a food item, or hanging out with a person, or an activity like overanalyzing song lyrics. Just pick that and then celebrate it however you want, because it's your holiday. You made it up.
But you can, but this holiday, you make up your holiday on March 26th, but that doesn't have to be celebrated on March 26th. Is that right? Or am I getting that wrong? Am I overanalyzing the title of this holiday?
I think you're overanalyzing the title. I guess there's not really too many rules for this one, just because the origins or whoever made this holiday up, it's unknown who did it. Who made up the holiday about making up holidays? Wow.
Ooh. That's like some Inception level stuff right there.
Yeah, that's kind of too much for me right now. But really, I would say, I guess you make a good point. You could put your holiday on a different day, but then if everybody keeps putting their holidays on different days, what about March 26th? Like,
oh, Megan, how many holidays have we looked at on days and we're like, why is this day? It's because every year, all the people that know about this holiday are making up a new holiday. And then they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be on the fourth Friday of January. And then that's added to the calendar. So then the next fourth Friday of January, you're like, oh, yeah, we added this last year. You're like, oh, where did this come from? We don't know. It's just a name on a calendar.
Wow. I'm shook. I am absolutely shook.
It's almost like we're reaching peak stage. If you look at some of these days, it's like we are What do you call it? We're saturated with holidays.
Oh, saturated. I like that vocab word. We should use that more in daily life.
Saturated. I'm going to say it several times during this transition that I'm trying to make. We're just oversaturated with holidays, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to celebrate on March 27th, which we would be celebrating with the American Diabetes Association's Alert Day.
Alert. What are they? What's the alert?
They want everyone to realize that a lot of people, especially Americans, I guess, because it's American Diabetes Association Day, are at risk for diabetes. So they want you to find out whether you have diabetes or not. The whole point of this holiday, which has been around, let's see, they said the 26th annual American Diabetes Association Alert Day was held on the fourth Tuesday in March in 2014. So that would make this year the 30th anniversary. So it's been around for a while.
Wow, that but is their cool. Whole,
yeah, their whole thing is to convince you, Megan, and me, Gavin, and all of our listeners to go take the diabetes risk test and see if you're at risk for diabetes.
Yeah.
And I can almost guarantee you that it's a lot easier to take that risk test now than it was 30 years ago, because you can go online right now to diabetes.org/risktest, R-I-S-K-T-E-S-T, and it'll pull up the test, and you can fill in your information right there and take the test and see if you're at risk. I didn't as prep for this holiday, so I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if my risk factors, what they are, or how much at risk I am, but you can go online and check it out and see where you are. And I highly recommend it, because this holiday is all about that. So basically the point is to get you to take the test. And then if you, you know, we want people to live a healthy lifestyle too, but that's where we start, is by taking that test and finding out if, you know, maybe you eat a whole lot of sugar and you're at risk for diabetes, so you should eat less sugar.
Yeah, I am very concerned about that, because I definitely eat too much sugar. I was talking about this today, even saying how if I could just give up sugar, all of my life problems would be solved. And I honestly believe that. I am addicted to sugar.
So you think all of your life's problems will be solved if you...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can unpack that whole thing just for the rest of this.
Yeah, I know. We could go into a lot.
I feel like I'm coming up with all these really great spin-off podcasts from today, though.
I know that. We'll
have like the...
That could be your new holiday, too. Create a new podcast. Oh, like
create a new podcast
day. We just keep doing new spin-offs.
Every year on March 26th, we have to create a new podcast.
Yeah, that... Oh, my goodness. And then that would be a lot. But that would be fun, and definitely keep it interesting, fresh. It'd be like
analyzing Megan.
Oh my gosh, let's avoid that podcast. We gotta avoid
it. Well, you'd have to be on it, so.
We gotta avoid that one. So.
Anyway, so the risk factors and whatever for diabetes. When we're talking about risk factors and things, you're probably talking about type 2 diabetes, because that's sort of adult onset diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, you can develop type 2 diabetes at any age, but usually type 1 diabetes, which is less common, is more found when you're younger. So if you didn't have diabetes before and now you do, it's probably type 2. That rhymed.
Wow. No.
So you go online and take the test and see if you're at risk for diabetes.
Yes.
And if you're, well, if you're at risk or if you're not at risk, then you can decide whether or not you should be celebrating March 28th with the rest of us by eating something sugary or fried or on a stick.
Oh, Gavin, you're about to learn something new, though, on National Something on a Stick Day, because there are endless possibilities of what you can eat on a stick. So the
next podcast we're going to do is
things you can eat on a stick.
The possibilities are endless.
Ooh, that's a good one, actually.
The postickabilities.
Okay. Why'd you have to do that? It was a good idea. Dang it. Anyway.
It'd be endless postickabilities.
No. I was all for this until that. I was all for it. Darn it, Gavin! That spinoff is down the drain already. Hasn't even started spinning.
I'll just have to find another co-host.
Yeah, that spinoff's good. And introducing my new co-host, Reagan. So what I was saying, though, is I found many things that you can eat on a stick. Really, almost the only thing that you can't is, like, soup. But if you freeze soup on a stick, then actually you can still eat it on a stick. So that's a lie. Soup can even be eaten on a stick. Frozen soup.
But that might make me sick.
Well, that sucks.
Then frozen soup on a stick sounds.
What about sick. Frozen Oreos? Not frozen Oreos. Fried Oreos. What about fried, deep fried Oreos on a stick?
That sounds good. I don't know about fried frozen Oreos.
Fried frozen Oreos? That's my favorite snack.
Somehow they're frozen but also fried, or they were fried first and then put in the freezer, I guess.
I don't know. I don't ask questions. I just eat it. I'm just about it. You know, sugary, I'm in love.
I forgot you have the sugar problem.
I do.
We're combining analyzing Megan with endless posticabilities.
Oh no. This can't be a thing. Posticabilities. So I found 12 ridiculous food on a stick things on the dailymeal.com. So get ready for this. Some of these are kind of wacky. Some of these are like, I saw that one coming. So salad on a stick. Just stab through some lettuce. A couple onions and tomatoes and dip it in ranch dressing. Salad on a stick. I'll go for
the ranch dressing. That's about the only part of that. I just want ranch dressing on a stick.
So you can eat salad on a stick, bacon-wrapped caramel apples. I don't think I can get on that train. Spaghetti and meatballs on a stick.
How?
Tornado potato. That one's my favorite. Tornado potatoes are so good. Drizzle a little ketchup on that. Do you know what that is?
Because I've never heard a tomato
what?
Tornado. I've never heard of a tornado potato.
Tornado potato?
I also was calling it a tomato potato, so.
A tornado It is kind of hard to say if you get a little tongue-tied. A tornado potato.
Haven't you heard that famous jazz song? You say tornado potato, I say tornado portato.
Oh my gosh. Tornado potato. That's my favorite one. Okay. We're going to keep going because we got a few more. So chocolate-covered bacon on a stick.
Okay, I could get with that.
Mealworm-covered caramel apples. It's disgusting. Fried alligator.
No, thanks.
Okay, deep-fried candy bar.
I'll take that. Yeah, I've had those before, actually.
Yeah, I think I've had those, too. Those are pretty good. Bacon-covered cinnamon rolls. What's with the bacon-covered stuff? Everything's covered in bacon. What if you covered the tornado potato in bacon? Tornado potato.
Bacon covered tornado potato.
Oh, slap some bacon on it. Just add some bacon. Oh, moink ball. I can't even say that one. Moink balls. Which is, you take a meatball and you wrap it in bacon, and then you put it on a stick.
Oh, so moink for bacon moink. And moink for the M for meatballs, I guess?
I think so. That's actually pretty clever. Or really lazy. Moink balls.
Wait. So you're saying endless posticabilities is just annoying, but moink balls is clever and creative.
Because moink ball. Because moink balls, it's not like a pun. It's just weird. It's so punny. It's punny. It sounds punny. Okay, so another thing on a stick, Oreos. And the final thing. For the 12 ridiculous food on a stick, giant gummy bear. That's not even that giant ridiculous. It's just
Yeah, that's like the lowest ridiculousness.
Yeah, that's just a snack. That's like an average snack. Giant gummy bear on a stick.
That's just my dinner every Tuesday night.
Right? Yeah, that's the usual. That's just my, you know, go-to treat, like dessert. Giant gummy bear on a stick, you know.
Oh, it's just portable. It's a portable way to eat them giant gummy bears.
Yeah, you always have your giant gummy bear. Just like the moink balls, you know?
No, this episode is getting kind of crazy here.
Yeah.
I think it's time to get it back on track and move along, if you're okay with leaving our food on a stick for leftovers.
Yeah, we'll save it for later. Have a snack for later.
March 29th is a great many things, actually. A lot of these this week have a lot of holidays. I don't know if you notice that on your days, but I chose to talk about Smoke and Mirrors Day on March 29th.
Smoke and Mirrors, okay.
Smoke and Mirrors Day is always celebrated on March 29th. Sometimes they call it the Festival of Smoke and Mirrors, which I really like that because it gives it a mysterious air, you know?
I do like the festival.
And so Smoke and Mirrors is basically like you think of a magician or an illusionist, where the smoke and mirrors is like they're distracting you from what they're doing to use a mirror to make it look like something has changed. You know what I mean? So like the smoke is to distract you and the mirror is to reflect back so that it looks like, you know, the person doesn't have a fifth finger or something weird like that. I actually was reading about a couple of these tricks. There's one called the Sphinx and another one called the Vampire, where they make different things disappear using mirrors, like a volunteer's head on the stage, and then they use the mirrors and then it looks like they don't have a head anymore, and then presto changeo, then they have a head again.
Wow. I want to go to a magic show. That sounds neat.
Well, yeah, this is a day for you to the Festival of Smoke and Mirrors. Maybe you can find a magic show that you can go to.
Yeah, I want to maybe I'll just look it up on the internet, because I actually might get kind of freaked out.
The problem with that is that something on the internet could be doctored, use like CGI or something. Although it'd be pretty complicated. Like
Photoshop.
Yeah. Magicians probably wouldn't need to use CGI or whatever to do that. But, you know, you never know on things on the internet. I mean, the internet lets us do a podcast. So, you know.
That's true. The internet is a very free place. You can pretty much get away with absolutely anything.
But yeah, I guess so to celebrate, you can learn to do a magic trick, maybe watch a magic show or find one on YouTube and watch somebody do it and wonder if it's CGI the whole time. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you just smoke while looking in a mirror.
Smoke while looking in a mirror? Like
smoke and mirrors day.
Yeah, but Gavin, we're not going to encourage people to hurt their little lungs. So I am going to vote against smoking with the mirrors, but I'm going to instead vote for moving on to March 30th. March 30th it's Good Friday. So we'll mention that. It is Good Friday, which is the Friday before Easter Sunday. Did you say good? Good.
I didn't say good.
It's Good Friday. So, yes, it's traditionally a day of fasting. So, if you choose to do that, cool, cool. It is also, though, National I Am in Control Day. So, I found a story about how I Am in Control Day came to be. It was on March 30th, 1981, during...
Wow.
It was after the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan when he was being rushed to surgery because there was a bullet lodged in his lung. And it was Secretary of State Alexander Haig who said, "As of now, I'm in control here in the White House." He later explained that what he meant by that was he was in charge until Vice President George Bush could be sworn in, Bush was on his way at that time. However, the media got a hold of him saying that and kind of ran with it, I guess. So sources believe that that was the beginning of National I Am in Control Day. It's changed over time, though. So now it's just a day to really get things under control in your life and help you to have more control on a day-to-day basis. So some things you can do are start using a daily planner, declutter, so you don't feel as bogged down and can think a little clearer. Make lists if you're a list maker. I like making lists and then checking things off. Tackle one project at a time instead of trying to do 12 million. Ask people for help if you need help gaining control. You know, we're all in this together. And yeah, so.
Oh, I'm going to overanalyze that song to death. The whole musical.
Do not ruin High School Musical for me. That is my childhood and musical. Still my favorite movie. Just kidding. It's in the top though. Yes. So use today to just really whatever, if you're feeling out of control in anything, this is a great day to just regroup.
Yeah. I like that.
It's easy to let things get away from you and to feel overwhelmed with life. So just remember today that you are in control. Like this morning, I woke up and my roommate and I, we normally work out together, but she wasn't here because she has to go to clinical. And I woke up and was like, I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to stay here in bed and sleep for hours. But then I was like, guess what, Megan? Nobody else is going to make you fit. You're the only one who's going to do it. And then I got my butt up out of bed, and then I was kind of sad because I missed my bed. But I went to the gym, darn it. And now I'm super fit.
Did you fit?
I'm not that out of shape. Yeah, I fit.
And we will fit in one more holiday before we move out of the month of March. I almost said out of the month of April, which we're not there yet.
Time travel. Wouldn't it be the first time?
March 31st is National Crayola Crayons Day. Ooh. And so this is kind of cool because it celebrates everyone's favorite crayons, because the Crayola crayons are the best. And if you use the other ones, like the Rose Art ones, they're kind of grainy and, you know, they leave like weird shapes on there, but Crayolas are the best. Mm-hmm. Just my personal opinion. But Crayola crayons were introduced in 1903 by a company called Binney and Smith Company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, since then they've become the Crayola Company because they became so famous for their crayons. But the company was actually founded on this date, March 31st, back in 1885. That's crazy to believe how long the Crayola that has been crazy. Around. That is crazy. Like I said, it was originally called Binney and Smith Company, and they began as an industrial pigment supply company, I guess for paint or something like that. And then eventually they shifted its focus to art products for home and school, like chalk was their first product, then crayons, and then later, of course, they did colored pencils, markers, paints, modeling clay, and other related goods.
Wow, I did not know these things.
So, and Crayola branded products are all marketed as non-toxic and safe for use by children. And most Crayola crayons are manufactured in the United States.
Hmm. Wow. I didn't know that. This is seriously kind of mind-blowing right now, just because this is something that, I mean, we use crayons like all the time. Used them growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, use them babysitting, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Use them now.
Literally use them now. Like, I just color in my free time.
But I do have a list of some of the names that I thought were interesting of crayons that are currently in circulation. So they've gone through a bunch of different ones, and that's a whole nother article. You can go on to Wikipedia and find the lists of all the crayon colors that they've had since 1903. And I think that'll be our another spinoff podcast, is we'll do an episode, and every episode will just be about a specific color. So it'd be like, you know, this is the macaroni and cheese episode, which is a Crayola crayons color.
Yes. Okay. This is a spinoff I can get with. I'm all for this.
You could keep it in the line.
Yes. I will totally be a part of this podcast. I would like to sign up.
I'll have to tell Reagan that we're not going
to kick her to the curb. She's not my fave anymore.
Anyway, there's Tickle Me Pink. Is one color. Macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
Again, you can kind of guess what color macaroni and cheese is if I told you the name. Timberwolf.
Blue.
And kind of a grayish, very dull gray.
Ooh.
Burnt sienna.
That's like a orangey red, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. And then Cade Blue is another one. Again, if it's got the color in the name, it's pretty easy to guess. There's also Cerulean. That's kind of a bluish. And my favorite is the ones that have comparative names. Like there are two crayons in the 64 color box. One of them is called green yellow, and one of them is called yellow green.
Yes.
So what's the difference? Which one is which?
I mean, one like the green yellow has a more of a green base, and the yellow green has more of a yellow base. So the green yellow is more green with a little yellow, and the green yellow green's more yellow with a little green, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just a funny. I think it's funny because they're like, you would think green, yellow, and yellow, green would be the same.
That's true.
Because they don't have, like, think about this. They don't have a, they do have like a red orange, I think is what they call it, but they don't have an orange red crayon. So why is that?
Gavin, you are asking me questions that I don't have the answers to. This is bigger than me. But I can answer what holidays are celebrated throughout the month of April. If you have that question, I can answer
I
it.
do have that question. I would ask you, but you already said,
But I already
so it would
asked
be a
it
surprise. Yeah,
for
it wouldn't
you.
be, it would be a surprise.
Yep. So I'm gonna take it away with those. So I'm just gonna answer the question that I asked for you that you were asking.
I would have asked if I'd known that it was there to ask.
But instead I asked it. Okay, so it is officially April. I was gonna try and make some April Fool's joke, but I'm not going to. So it's officially April.
So you fooled us by making us think you were going to do an April Fool's joke, and then you didn't.
Ooh, psych! April Fools, there's no joke. Except my life. Just kidding.
Wow.
Too far, too far.
You're the April Fool, then, is what you're saying.
I am April Fools.
We thought your name was Megan this whole time.
Jokes. Okay, so here are the month-long holidays we're gonna be kind of hitting on a little bit. So it's National Humor Month. LOL.
That's
You can
awesome, especially since it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah, so you can easily celebrate that just by listening to this podcast every day for the month of April. It's International Guitar Month. It's Keep America Beautiful Month, which going towards improving recycling and beautifying America's communities. It's Lawn and Garden Month, which kind of goes with a Keep America Beautiful Month. So, just a lot of taking care of the earth. It's spring, so plants, taking care of nature, respecting the outdoors. It's also National Kite Month, which I think that's really cool. Sorry, I'm reading a little bit.
Don't even know what's happening.
So it's National Kite Month, which I like because my family always flies kites at Easter, so I have a lot of fond memories. And April was chosen as National Kite Month because it was the month that symbolized hope and potential and joy. And since it's the first month in spring, it's when most people are breaking out kites and riding
Yeah.
bikes and, getting ready for summer. It's the pre-summer prep. It's also National Poetry Month, National Pecan Month, National Welding Month, Records and Information Management Month. It's Stress Awareness Month,
Oh,
which,
that's very important.
yes, very, very important because a lot of people don't realize how much stress can affect you, because long-term stress can actually lead to a lot of illnesses like headaches, stomach disorders, or even depression. And it can also increase the risk of serious conditions like stroke and heart disease. So it's really important to understand how to manage stress, and that will help you improve your health and well-being. And finally, it's also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So
Oh,
there's,
wow.
yeah, there's a lot of important things to be aware of throughout this month. So we'll probably be tying some more of that stuff in throughout the month of April, because normally the month-long holidays kind of connect. They come back up and connect throughout the days. So let's go ahead and kick off good old April with April 1st.
So this is the end of the week. It is the Sunday of the week. It is Easter Sunday, and ironically, it is also happens this year to be April Fool's Day. There's even more ironies that come out of that, but I'll talk about those in a minute. So Easter Sunday, the date that we recognize or remember as when Jesus rose from the dead in Christian beliefs, and that's what we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also become sort of, since then, it's sort of become commercialized where it's the Easter Bunny coming and bringing eggs. The egg is actually a symbol of rebirth and sort of the tomb where the tomb is sealed and then you open it up and then new life comes out of it, mm-hmm. kind of thing as well. I'm not going to talk too much about Easter. We covered it pretty heavily last year. And again, it's one that I feel like a lot of people know a lot about. So I've got some other holidays that we'll talk about a little bit interestingly, but that's just sort of a brief coverage on Easter.
Yes.
So it is also, according to several online websites and calendars, it is also National Atheist Day.
Really?
And I had to bring this up just when I looked because I thought it was so funny that Easter, which is the central to the Christian religion, would also happen to fall on National Atheist Day. And so I had to learn more and see why they fell together. As if maybe people wanted to take away from Easter, so they made up this holiday to pull away from Easter. That's not true. Apparently, the story goes that Christians wanted to make fun of atheists. That's kind of the rumor. And so they called April Fool's Day National Atheist Day because they said Psalms 14:1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God."
Wow.
So atheists are fools because they say that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
But I also read on one website that although Christians created National Atheist Day to make fun of atheists, atheists have now started celebrating it actually, you know, in real life to get back at them. Which I didn't find any evidence of that besides one article that said that.
Hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know about any of this.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it either. But digging even further, because the internet is a rabbit hole of information and misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept looking into this National Atheist Day. And I found an article on Snopes, which is like the fact-checking website.
Yeah.
And they were talking about this email chain that went around way back in 2003. And this email chain was something, you know, people were like, this is, read what this judge did or whatever. And so the whole story says that there was an atheist who was unhappy that all of the other religions had holidays and atheists did not. So he went to a judge and he had a fancy lawyer and he made the argument that none of these other religions should have holidays because his religion doesn't have a holiday. And finally the judge says, case is dismissed. And the guy's like, well, what do you mean? I brought this case to you and you're not going to say anything. You're not going to give a judgment. You're just going to, you know, kick me out. And the judge says, obviously, you didn't realize that National Atheist Day is celebrated every year. And he's like, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Like, there is no National Atheist Day. And he says, yes, there is. It's celebrated every year on the same day, April 1st. And then he again quotes that Bible verse, Psalm 14:1, that says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." So your religion is celebrated on April Fool's Day.
Hmm. Interesting.
But after having read that, Snopes.com goes in and says the email was, of course, a hoax because it's sort of generic and there's no real judge that actually said those things. They believe that that is where the idea between National Atheist Day came from, is that it was a kind of a joke that people sent around in an email. And then some people maybe have celebrated it, but most people think that other people celebrate it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that it is actually considered a real holiday that anybody celebrates, but it is one that's on all of the online calendars and stuff. So it's a very interesting case of like tail wagging the dog. And finally, sticking with this religious theme for Atheist Day and Easter Sunday, April Fool's Day also happens to be a holiday known as Saint Stupid's Day.
What?
So Easter Sunday is also St. Stupid's Day this year. This was started by a guy named Ed Holmes, who dubbed himself Bishop Joey of the First Church of the Last Laugh.
Of the Last Laugh. I like that. That's funny.
And he believed that the only unifying tenet of society, the only thing that brings us all together, is foolishness or stupidity. So he wanted to have a celebration of a religion on St. Stupid's Day, which is also April Fool's Day. And they actually have a parade in San Francisco every year, which has free lunch, confetti, costumes, and flags. But that's St. Stupid's Day. And they have a website, saintstupid.com, S-A-I-N-T, stupid.com. And they're getting ready to celebrate the 40th annual St. Stupid's Day.
What? 40?
Yep.
St. Stupid's Day has been, wow. St. Stupid.
On March 30th of 2018, the premiere of the documentary History of the FCLL, being the First Church of the Last Laugh.
Very fascinating.
So that is the end of this week.
What?
And we talked about, now I will tease for the listeners, Megan, you already know, but we talked about, on April 1st, we talked a little bit about Easter, we talked about National Atheist Day and St. Stupid's Day, but we did not really cover April Fool's Day, and there's a reason for that, and I will leave it at that, because saying anything more would be stupid and foolish.
Yeah, cliffhanger.
So we will be back next week to celebrate all of the holidays at the beginning of April, as usual. And we may be back a little bit earlier than that.
We may. And you can keep up.
April.
We may be back soon, but who knows? You'll just have to keep up with us on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and Stitcher. And also follow along on Facebook so that you won't miss anything. So just check back to those places or your favorite podcast listening platform, and just make sure to come back and celebrate with us on our next episode.
It's a jolly holiday with you.
I've got pizza in my teeth.
I got water in my mouth. Okay, good. Okay, I'm done. Okay.
Happy holidays. I can't do it. Okay. All right. I'm good.
Okay. Same. I'm ready.